Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison. Unfortunately, I don't live here on Catalina, and much as I'd like to be able to be live in the studio each Sunday evening, that's not possible, and so most of my shows are recorded in advance. So it is that last Sunday's show, which had been recorded more than a week in advance, made no reference to the terrible events of a few days before. This evening, in the opening and final segments of the show, I'd like to belatedly offer my own minute contribution of consolation and tribute. African-American athlete, singer, actor, and political activist Paul Robeson was born on April 9, 1898, in Princeton, New Jersey. His father had escaped from slavery in 1860, graduated from Lincoln University, and became pastor of the Witherspoon Street Presbyterian Church. In 1915, Paul Robeson won an academic scholarship to Rutgers University, where he was a Phi Beta Kappa and graduated as valedictorian. Despite violence and racism, he won varsity letters in baseball, basketball, and track, and was a two-year All-American in football. He went on to Columbia Law School, where he graduated in 1922, but he gave up law to use his artistic talents in theater, music, and film. In 1939, he sang a work entitled Ballad for Americans live on CBS Radio. The choral work was written that year with music by Earl Robinson and lyric by John Latouche, and in it, Robeson represents the entire country, all of the people, and puts forth that the greatness of America lies in its ordinary people. When it was performed live over CBS Radio, Robeson received a standing ovation that lasted longer than the work itself. Here's Paul Robeson and Ballad for Americans.
In 1776, the sky was red, thunder rumbling overhead. Bad King George couldn't sleep in his bed, and on that stormy morn, old Uncle Sam was born. Old Sam put on a three-cornered hat, and in a Richmond church he sat, and Patrick Henry told him that, while America drew breath, it was liberty or death. Nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. Nobody had faith. Nobody, nobody but Washington, Tom Paine, Benjamin Franklin, Chaim Solomon, Crispus Attucks, Lafayette. Nobody's
ran a tea party in Boston.
Betsy Ross organized a sewing circle.
Yeah, Paul Revere had a horse race.
And a little ragged group believed it. And some gentlemen and ladies believed it. And some wise men and some fools. And I believed it too. And you know who I am.
Oh, who are you, mister?
Yeah, how come all this?
Well, I'll tell you. Now let me...
No, let us tell you!
Then Mr. Tom Jefferson, a mighty fine man, he wrote it down in a mighty fine plan. The rest all sided with a mighty fine man as they crossed their feet and nodded their eyes. Oh, grand as country did arise!
And a mighty fine idea.
Adopted unanimously in Congress, July 4th, 1776.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are
are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights.
Among these rights are life.
Yes, sir.
Liberty.
That's right.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Is that what they say?
The very words.
That sure does sound mighty fine.
Building the nation is awful tough. The people found are going rough. The 13 states weren't large enough, so they started to expand.
Everybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they stayed at home. But Lewis and Clark and the pioneers, driven by hunger, haunted by fears, the Klondike miners and the 49ers, some wanted freedom and some wanted riches. Some liked to loaf while others dug ditches. And I believe it too. And you know who I am.
No. Who are you, mister, anyway?
Well, I started to tell you.
Yes, mister. Tell us who you are.
You see, I represent the whole of... That's it. That's the idea.
Old Abe Lincoln was thin and long. His heart was high and his faith was strong. But he hated oppression, he hated wrong. And he went down to his grave to free the slave.
Man in white did an empty drink.
November 19th, 1863, at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And he was right. I believe that, too.
Gee, mister, we still don't know who you are.
Well, I've been trying to tell you. You see... There it is.
The teenage came with a great big roar. As America blew in peace and war.
I guess they always will, but who cares what they say when I am on my way?
Say, will you please tell us who you are?
What's your name, buddy?
Where are you going?
Who are you?
Well, I'm everybody who's nobody. I'm the nobody who's everybody.
What's your racket? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an engineer, musician, street cleaner, carpenter, teacher.
How about a farmer?
Also.
Office clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Mechanic?
That's right.
Housewife?
Certainly.
Factory worker?
You said it.
Stenographer?
Uh-huh.
Beauty specialist?
Absolutely.
Bartender?
Positively.
Truck driver?
Definitely.
I have three sisters.
All of them I am, the et cetera, and the and so forth. That do the work.
Now hold on here. What are you trying to give us?
Are you an American?
Am I an American? I'm just an Irish, Negro, Jewish, Italian, French, and English, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Polish, Scotch, Hungarian, Litvak, Swedish, Finnish, Canadian, Greek, and Turk, and Czech, and double Czech American. And that ain't all. I was baptized Baptist, Methodist, Congregationalist, Lutheran, Atheist, Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Jewish, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist, Mormon, Quaker, Christian, Scientist, and lots more. Strong, our country's young, and her greatest songs are still unsung. From her plains and mountains we have sprung to keep the faith with those who went before.
We know what it is.
Cheating, out of the shouting, out of the murders and lynching, out of the windbags, the patriotic spouting, out of uncertainty and doubting, out of the carpet bag and the brass platoon, it will come again. Our marching song will come again. Deep as our valleys, high as our mountains, strong as the people who made it, for I have always believed it, and I believe it now, and you know who I am.
Who are you?
America!
Paul Robeson and the American People's Chorus and Victor Symphony Orchestra, directed by Nathaniel Shilkret in 1939, and Ballad for Americans. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robeson. I'll be back right after this. We just heard Ballad for Americans, which celebrates the people and asserts that America's greatness lies in its plain, ordinary citizens. This past week, on September 19th in 1935, the serial drama Just Plain Bill was first heard on CBS Radio. It was the real-life story of people just like people we all know. The 15-minute show was heard Monday through Friday at 7:15 p.m. and was all about Just Plain Bill Davidson and his daughter Nancy, who lived in Just Plain Hartville. Since Bill was the town barber, everybody came to him with their problems, and Bill helped them straighten things out. That was a simpler time with simpler problems. I don't know what Bill Davidson would have to say about our current problems. Usually on such shows, the theme music was played on an organ, but on Just Plain Bill, Hal Brown played harmonica and whistled Darling Nellie Gray, the opening theme, and Polly Wally Doodle, the closing theme. The show was created by Frank and Ann Hummert, who also came up with Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, Little Orphan Annie, Amanda of Honeymoon Hill, Front Page Farrell, John's Other Wife, Mr. Chameleon, Our Gal Sunday, and many other radio dramas. Between CBS and later NBC, Just Plain Bill was on the air for 20 years, and sponsors included Anison, Colinos Toothpaste, Klapp's Baby Food, and Bisodol Shaving Cream. So here to commemorate Just Plain Bill are some songs about some other bills, starting off with Brian Lawrence.
Thank you. she fell in love. And when you're in love, you've got to meet the family. She said to me, you must come to tea. And waiting there was the whole family. I met her ma, I met her pa, I met her Uncle Joe, who smoked a big cigar. I'm very pleased to tell, it all went well until I met her brother Bill. Now brother Bill, he made me ill. And though if looks were ever really meant to kill, the way he glared at me was sad to see. I didn't make a hit with Bill. He said, you love my sister? I said, yes, indeed I do. He said, well, listen, mister, my sister's much too good for you. Okay with Ma, okay with Pa, okay with Uncle Joe, who smoked a big cigar. But still we had to part. It broke my heart, and all because of Brother Bill.
Bailey won't Won't You Please Come Home, sung by Arthur Collins, Columbia Record. On one summer's day, sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging clothes on the line in her backyard and a weeping hard. She married a B&O brakeman that took and throwed her down, bellerin' like a prune, fed calf with a big gang hanging around. And to that crowd she yelled out loud, "Won't you come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home?" She moans the whole day long. "I'll do the cooking, darling, I'll pay the rent. I knows I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb? I knows I'll the blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?" Bill drove by that door in an automobile, a great big diamond coach, and footman hear that big wench squeal, "He's all alone." I heard her groan. She hollered through that door, "Bill Bailey, is you sore? Stop a minute, won't you listen to me? Won't I see you no more?" Bill winked his eye as he heard her cry. "Won't you come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home?" She moans the whole day long. "I'll do the cooking, darling, I'll pay the rent. I knows I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb? I knows I'll the blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?"
Some songs about some just plain Bills on rapidly rotating records to commemorate the debut of Just Plain Bill on CBS Radio. We just heard one of the oldest records we've ever had on the show, from May of 1902. Arthur Collins, accompanied by Fred Hager, who was the musical director for Columbia Records at the time, and "Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey," written by Hugh Cannon. Arthur Collins was born in Philadelphia on February 7, 1864, and was one of the most prolific recording artists of the acoustic era, recording for almost every American company. He began recording for Edison in May of 1898, and over the next 14 years he recorded over 225 cylinders as a solo artist, and about 65 as a duet with tenor Byron G. Harlan. Before Arthur Collins, it was Helen Morgan, backed by the Victor Orchestra, directed by Victor Baravalli, and a song entitled Bill. That's all, just Bill. Just plain Bill. Bill is from Jerome Kern's most famous show, Showboat, with words by Oscar Hammerstein II. And we started this segment of the show with Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra and Brother Bill from January 30th, 1939. The Lansdowne House was London's super society rendezvous, and Brian Lawrence put together a sextet which played there for the 5 years between 1935 and 1940. For recording, however, he worked with the full dance orchestra that we just heard. And you just heard it on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. You can also send postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back right after this. Last week, September 21st, marked the birth in 1866 in England of H.G., which stands for Herbert George, Wells. He graduated college in 1888 with a degree in biology. His first novel was The Time Machine, and was influenced by the writings of Jules Verne. The story appeared in magazines from 1888 to 1894 and was released in its current book form in 1895. Other of his early novels continued in the science fiction vein and included The Island of Dr. Moreau in 1896, The Invisible Man in 1897, and The War Between the Worlds the following year. In addition to science fiction, however, Wells also wrote short stories, mainstream fiction, and nonfiction essays. Unfortunately, we don't have a time machine to be able to go back and change the events of September 11th. I do have some songs here about time, and I guess the point of this segment would be that each of us has just a short time here on this earth, so make the most of every little moment you have.
Garden, I could still get a thrill at the zoo. Anywhere, anytime, give me you, every little moment. If there were 40 hours a day, I would want 42. Time flies by in the craziest way when I'm looking at you. Every little moment, just as long as my heart has a beat, you're the one that I need to complete. Every little moment. Thank you.
daughter, it's dancing time. The clock says 10, won't you say when? I'm ready, go steady when we begin. The time is right, I think we might just chance it and dance it away tonight. My time is your time. Your time is my time. We just seem to synchronize and sympathize. We're harmonizing one step and two steps, old step and new step. There's no time like our time and no one like thank you.
was to blame, the world was all in tune. This is the present, the flame still aglow, my darling, and so I thank my stars for the moment. I see my future, you at my side, a groom and a bride, a home with room for more than two. My beloved one, you are my past, my present, and my future. I'm only living just for you.
Some songs about time on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Kay Webber, backed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on May 27, 1935, and a Dorothy Fields Jimmy McHugh song, Every Little Moment. That was followed by Rudy Valley from February 25, 1929, and My Time is Your Time. Then it was the Percival Mackey Band and the Harold Adamson, Mac Gordon, and Vincent Eumann's song Time on My Hands from 1931. British pianist, arranger, and bandleader Percival Mackey made recordings for a period of nearly 20 years under his own name, as well as pseudonyms such as the Riviera Club and the Kit Kat Band. When Ray Noble left the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, Percival Mackey took over that HMV house band. And we finished with Abe Lyman and his orchestra, with Frank Silvano taking the vocal on You're My Past, Present, and Future from 1933. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back right after this. I've only been to New York once in my life. I don't even remember the trip, since it was when I was less than two, which was a long time ago. If you've been watching the news since September 11th, you've heard New York Mayor Giuliani talking about the resolve of the people of New York and how the city will rebuild and come back from this tragedy greater than ever. Not to take away from the people of Washington and the rest of the country, but here are some songs in tribute to New York City.
Thank you.
Some songs in tribute to the people of New York City on rapidly rotating records. Actually, specifically Manhattan. We started off with the California Ramblers in 1925 and Manhattan. That was followed by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang from November 7th, 1929 and Manhattan Rag. Continuing our tribute to New York, here's Mal Hallett.
New Yorker. her down. We're gonna have a good time. Love me and the world is mine. Knife and fork, a bottle and a cork. That's the way to spell New York. I will be there in my easy chair. We'll have a good time, baby. I don't mean maybe. In
some songs in tribute to and with thoughts and prayers for the people of New York on Rapidly Rotating Records. We heard Mal Hallett in his orchestra with Frank Marvin doing the vocal and My New York. That was followed by Red Nichols with Red McKenzie on the vocal in 1929 and The New Yorker. And we finished up with Good Old New York, Jelly Roll Morton's Hot 7 from January 4th, 1940. On the NBC Nightly News earlier this week, Tom Brokaw closed with a story about the following song and all of the places it's been sung recently by various people and groups. The original version of God Bless America was written by Irving Berlin during the summer of 1918 for a Ziegfeld-style review, but Berlin decided that it didn't fit with the comedic elements of the show, and so it was shelved. But in the fall of 1938, as war was threatening Europe, Berlin recalled God Bless America and made some changes to reflect the different state of the world. Kate Smith introduced the revised version during her radio broadcast on Armistice Day, November 11, 1938. The song was an immediate sensation, the sheet music was in great demand, and Berlin established the God Bless America Fund, dedicating the royalties to the Boy and Girl Scouts of America. I'm Glenn Robison. Thank you for listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll do so again next week. Here to close this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Kate Smith from 1939.
God bless America. Prairie to the old